the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. And we're looking at the Western Balkans, Serbia. The news is that there is the head of the state police, the state security. His name is Vulin. He was appointed by the head of Serbia, the president of Serbia, Vucic. These two men are working hand in glove right now to maintain what you'd have to say Serbia on the edge of neither for Ukraine nor entirely for Russia, but an interlocutor for Russian propaganda and activities. AP has a story in which two activists, Russian nationalists, who have fled to Belgrade are being damaged by the threat of turning them out, refusing their visas, even though Serbia is a visa-free for Russian nationalists. And I come to you, Ivana, with fresh news about Vulin. He is now identified, this man who's head of state security. He's now identified as a bad actor. What is the United States, what is NATO doing about it?
To begin with, regarding two Russian nationals who were deprived, from their one of them was deprived from a residence permit. The other one was also held at the airport. What's really happening there should not come as a surprise to anyone who has been following the Balkans, because Serbia is trying to balance between East and West, but Vucic still has lots of loyalties to the Kremlin. And a lot of Russians actually moved to Serbia after Putin's full invasion in Ukraine in February of last year. There, they opened numerous companies and businesses, et cetera, but also political opponents of Putin. And we should not forget that, that Serbia still, even though it's balancing between Washington, Brussels, and Moscow, it still has lots of loyalties to Moscow. And Putin never, ever, ever forgets to his, what he likes to call them, traitors. And I was absolutely not surprised to see that the Serbian government is working in concert with Russia to also punish Russian dissent. Never forget that authoritarian systems hate, truly, truly hate and fear ideas and opposing opinions. And this is precisely why they make sure that the media is totally controlled by them. So you mentioned Aleksandar Vulin, who is the director of Serbian, actually, Security Intelligence Agency. And on June 11, the U.S. Department of Treasury Office of Foreign Assets actually sanctioned him for his involvement in corrupt activities, misuse of public office, and support for Russian malign activities. Basically, he was sanctioned for his involvement in illicit activities such as organized crimes, drug trafficking, and misuse of public office for personal political gain, but also facilitating Russian influence in the region. So I have to emphasize that he is one of the most pro-Russian proxies in Serbia. He was the Minister of Defense, and he was also the Minister of Interior before. And he has very, very strong relationship with the Russian security apparatus. So let me just remind you that in 2021, Vulin actually, in his capacity as a Minister of Interior, met with Russian Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev, and they pledged to support and join effort to combat color revolutions by establishing a dedicated working group. Not only that, what we actually saw with those two Russian political opponents of Putin, we should not forget that Vulin actually reportedly provided Patrushev with also transcripts of a conversation that occurred among Russian opposition members in Serbia, and as revealed by the Russian opposition activist Vladimir Karamurza. And this event actually led to the subsequent detention of Andrei Pivovarov, who was involved, you know, in the opposition.
I mentioned that Patrushev is very close to Vladimir Putin, former head of state security, absolutely, now the National Security Council. So Patrushev and Putin work hand in glove. And absolutely, I presume that Vulin would not be in his office without Vucic's approval. Or is Vucic frightened of Vulin? How do they work together?
I mean, the only goal that Vucic has is actually to remain in power, and he benefits from putting people such as Vulin in power in such important positions, so he can, you know, leverage him against the West, but also appease Vladimir Putin. Vucic is not the victim of Russian influence. He is an enabler. And we should, you know, not forget that this was all with the blessing of Vucic. He immediately
about information war. We have about a minute, and you are very keen on information war everywhere. Is Vulin in charge of the information war that's pouring into Bosnia, Herzegovina, and other parts of the Western Balkans? Does he approve the lying?
One thing that I can say is that he definitely is one of those people who openly advocated for the Serbian world, which is akin to the Russian world, you know, with the goal of to unite all Serbs in the Balkans under the leadership of Aleksandar Vucic. So he was the one, you know, openly advocating for something like that. And we should never, you know, forget that Serbia might have very, very poor kinetic use of force, but Serbia has outstanding psychological operations and information operations apparatus. So we should definitely pay more attention to that.
Aleksandar Vulin is the man, is a new character to watch in Serbia and the Western Balkans. Ivana Stradner, my guide on the Western Balkans and information war during Ukraine conflict. She's at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.